Hare Krishna. Common wisdom can make us commonly unwise. Common wisdom refers to that which is thought of as wisdom by common people. Now, some of the common wisdom can be good and valuable and truly wisdom. But if it is wisdom, its wisdom comes from its content, not from its commonness. I mean, just because something is commonly believed, that doesn't make it the right or the wise thing. In fact, sometimes it may be the wrong thing also. Accepting it, living by it, can make us unwise. And because many people are like that, we become commonly unwise. Now, for example, say when a student comes into a college. Many colleges, unfortunately, have a culture of ragging. And during ragging, the fresh students are initiated into a culture of sin and depravity. And often, while doing so, the seniors rationalize their spoiling the fresh students. They may induce the new students to drink, and says, no, I don't want to drink. And they may goad that new student by saying, oh, babies don't drink, adults drink. Don't you want to grow up? Do you want to remain a baby forever? Now, actually speaking, if we see the initiation into adulthood has got everything to do with becoming mature. And has nothing to do with becoming alcoholic, with the drinking. But because this wise sounding thing, oh, to become a man, you have to drink. This wise sounding statement comes from seniors. And drinking is often commonly prevalent in college campuses. So because of this, the young students start thinking, all the more thinking it to be wise, and all the more so because for these starry-eyed young students, often the seniors are models. They think that the university is going to be a universe of enjoyment, and these seniors know how to enjoy, and from them I will learn. And then they start drinking, and in this way they become commonly unwise. They join the ranks of millions all over the world who waste their time, who ruin their health, and who squander their money for intoxicating indulgence, which is actually self-defeating. Now, we may say that, oh, getting into intoxication is not a problem for me. Yes, it may not be, but while intoxicating with alcohol may not be a problem for us, intoxication with materialism generally is a problem. What do we mean by intoxication with materialism? Today we live in a largely materialistic culture. And this culture makes us believe that getting more and more goodies and gadgets is the way to happiness. And this propaganda through advertisements, oh, this person has purchased this car, oh, just buy this gadget, oh, take this, get this, wear this, decorate yourself with that. That can be intoxicating. That makes us think, oh, if I do this, I'll become happy. And if I get this, and some people glance at me, getting attracted, getting envious, and I think, oh, I become famous now. I become fashionable. I become cool. And we tend to become intoxicated by this. And when we become intoxicated, this intoxication can actually end up making us unwise. Because materialistic people, though they may think that it is wise to chase after material things and to become successful, they think that the materialistic people, they often, if somebody doesn't opts out of this pursuit of material things, then they consider such a person as lazy, as irresponsible, as foolish. Now, but what happens when we get into such materialistic things? We become commonly unwise. We are all actually souls. We are essentially spiritual beings. And though we certainly need material things for living respectably in this world, but letting material things become the only pursuit of our life causes us to undercut our potential, causes us to underutilize our opportunity, which we have in human life, to attain eternal spiritual happiness. As souls, we can cultivate devotion, arise to the spiritual level, and therein attain eternal life and love. So, we miss this if we get influenced by the common wisdom of the materialistic culture today. And to caution us against such getting misled, the Bhagavad Gita warns us that the values of materialists and the values of spiritualists are different. It metaphorically states this in 2.69. Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagrati sanyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pashyato munah. So, yanisha sarva bhutanam, that is night for all living beings, is a day for the self-realized. And that which is the day for all living beings, that is night for the self-realized. That means that materialistic aggrandizement is considered to be the day for materialists, that is sphere of activity, where they see everything is clear, this is what I must do. But it is actually darkness. Why are you doing this? It doesn't make any sense. That's how spiritualists see this. So we should not be afraid of these different values, and we should not think that we are wrong just because we are going against the common wisdom. Actually, material aggrandizement is as necessary for happiness as alcohol is for adulthood. Both are unnecessary. So when we need to base our life not on common wisdom, but on scriptural wisdom. When we choose scriptural wisdom over common wisdom, then by that we can progress slowly but steadily towards lasting fulfillment. Through a balanced life, as the Bhagavad Gita teaches. A life centered on Krishna, a life that gives due balance, gives due time, and achieves a balance between our material and spiritual sides. Thank you. Hare Krishna.